Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor, your front row seat to the wasteland that is modern dating and society. My name is Joker, and today we're going to talk about why many men do not date single moms. Now, the article I have to read is from a woman, okay? A woman about why men don't date single moms. So first, any haters out there? Just keep on hating, because women know this too. And there's a meme I'm going to share that I found on 9gag. Because young guys have caught on to this and they understand the young men do, but the young women don't. They're still having, I think it's like 50% of moms are now single, and they're starting off as single moms. They're not even married and going to divorce. They're starting off as single moms. And what I find interesting is, you know, there's that expression that strong men create good times create weak men create hard times. Hard times create strong men. We're in the good times create weak men phase of this. We're having a downslide. Things are going to get tougher here, you know, with all the lockdowns and everything and the bug. And this is worldwide, not just here in the United States. And with single moms on the rise and the womenism and the girl power all on the rise and strong moms and all this stuff. What happens when the government cannot dole out the company or the government dime to people that need help? What happens when taxes aren't being paid because a lot of people are being laid off from jobs and the job market's not going so well? Hard times are coming. Well, when hard times come around, usually, and things get tough, women oftentimes, and let me clarify this, people oftentimes will look for just about any way that they can get by and do well. What's the easiest way that a woman that maybe has to stay home with kids that's having a hard time, struggling, meeting financial needs, what's the easiest way for her to escape this? It will be to find a guy that's able to provide for this. So I wanted to talk about this again. I talked about it maybe a year ago, but it's time to revisit that topic because a lot of these mothers are going to be looking for dating. They want to find a good guy that's going to help them along the way. And we're going to talk about why men don't want to do that and why women want them to do that. And then the other thing I want to kind of touch on a little bit is that when women hit a hard spot, when just women in general, and again, I'm not saying all women, but I'm saying a lot of women, when they lose their job because it has to do something with, like, you know, basket weaving in underwater gender studies or something like that, when they lose that job because companies tighten up their payrolls, that the equality and the this and the that and the yay girl power, that goes out the window. It's companies are going to look for who can do the job, who can keep us running, who can keep us going along. Those guys are going to be the welders, and I love using welders because I love you guys, and I thought about being a welder at one time. Because an apprentice welder, after 3 years, if he's really good at his job, can go out and make $120,000 a year as a 25-year-old man, at least here in the United States. Welders and plumbers and carpenters, though you can't lay those guys off. They're the ones that build everything. The drillers and the miners. I was a network engineer. There's no doubts I, as a network engineer, could be set aside if the company doesn't have as many clients that need the networking help, I could be set aside. So you'll notice that there's a lot of cream up at the top that's going to find its way out. But the guys that are doing the necessary jobs are going to be kept around. And my hope is this brings women back around to saying, hey, you know what? Maybe he's not super rich and super educated, but he's a good man and he can take care of the family and he's got a job that they need, and so he'll stay employed. So anyway, we're going to talk about all this. Let me move on to the first thing here. This is an article that just came out today. And again, they talk like, this is so shocking. This is surprising. I cannot believe that men don't want to date single moms. Shocking.
I am shocked. Shocked. Well, not that shocked.
No, so this is a woman that her only value, it seems, is being a mother of two and somebody that has 58,000 followers on TikTok. And this kind of got my head running down this train of thoughts, but that's why I want to talk about it. So a single mom of two says men don't date her because she has kids. Right. Now, if you look at her, I know some of you say too much makeup, dual hair color. But, you know, if I were to meet, and of course, the low cut top, because, again, what is the value? What is the value? Women say, oh, well, look what I have to bring in. Look what you're missing out on, boys. And guys go, yeah, you got a chest, you got a nice butt, pretty face. But what else do you have? See, and that's where men are starting to be now. They're starting to say, well, what else do you have? Because that's not enough for me. That's not enough for me. You're offering me, you know, your sensuality in the bedroom fun. But I know that goes away. And I know that comes with two kids. And I know that may come with marriage and all the risks associated in that. So now it's actually becoming such a bad proposition to date and get married that even men that are interested in bedding a woman are saying, you know, I'd really like to take a woman into bed, but just not worth it. Just not worth it. I'll go online and watch a couple of spicy movies. I'll buy my little bottle of, you know, lotion or whatever. I'll take care of it myself. And in that 1 minute, boom, guys goes from, man, I'd love a girlfriend to, boom. As soon as the deed is done, he goes, post nut clarity. I don't want a girlfriend. I don't want to get married. I don't want to deal with it. I don't even want to bother texting on an app. I'm good. And that's where guys are getting to. They're able to take care of their really the only need that they want primarily from a woman. And so the woman isn't around anymore. And what do women want from men? Finance, security, comfort, you know, like me, praise me, support me. And I did a video on that the other day. So anyway, she says, when you try dating as a mom in your 30s, she gets the answer a lot of times of, sorry, I think we want different things. Or they get a spicy photo, like a D pic, right? Or she gets ghosted. She says, Amanda Jane, 32, and she's 32. Shares updates with her 53,000 TikTok about life as a mom. And then they just kind of go in here and complain. And but they specifically say here, the answers men give her are usually, sorry, I think we want different things. And at the very end of the video, and I can't play the TikTok video, and it's not even in this article, but at the very end of it, this is what she's doing here. She's leaning over in gray sweatpants, I guess maybe to show her hips. She's flashing her cleavage, and it says, have you ever dated a mom? You don't know what you're missing out. And then the music fades, and all you can hear is her children's screams in another room as Amanda looks disappointed. Great advertisement for men wanting to date single moms. So the article I have here to read, oh, no, before I get there, I'm sorry. This is on 9gag, and I've been pulling a few of these up a little bit more because if you haven't been on 9gag, that's the number 9gag.com. It's a place where guys and gals post TikTok videos and Twitter screenshots. They talk about politics. They talk about dating. They talk about girls, video games. It's like a bunch of memes and short things. This is one that was on the main page that was upvoted a lot. And it says, it's a picture of a young gal and a guy. And it says, I need man with no kids and his own stuff. And he says, do you have kids? And she says, yes, I have three. And he said, do you have your own stuff? And she says, no, why does that even matter? And he walks away. Again, she wants a man with his own stuff and doesn't have kids or can provide or has a good job or is good looking. And then when he's like, well, what about you? She's like, well, yeah, I do have kids and I don't have anything else to offer. Guys are out. Guys are out. And as things get worse, you know, because 2021, I think, is going to be worse than 2020, unfortunately. I've talked about that. As things get worse, you're going to see more and more and more of this because women are going to say, I need backup plans. What's a man's backup plan? Full-time job with a part-time job. That's a man's backup plan. What's a woman's backup plan? Men. I mean, that's their out, and oftentimes when they can't get work. And I know things are tough because I've got a friend of mine that's here in Florida that may have to move home to Georgia and live with parents again because can't find a job down here in Florida. So, you know, it's coming. So anyway, this is an article written by a blogger named Mommy on Time. And she writes 10 uncomplicated reasons men refuse to date single moms. The important line out of this, she says, is typically if a single mom hears a man say he would not date a single mom, her feelings get hurt. The fact is there are men that refuse to date single moms with no apologies. A lot of times women forget to put themselves in a man's shoes when it comes to a man choosing not to date single moms. They also don't care to. Right. So here's some of the examples she gives. She says they don't want to deal with the baggage. He doesn't want the drama. Men don't want the confrontation. Unfortunately, there are times when single moms date their exes or date like their exes to stir up trouble. Single men would rather avoid the perceived drama of dating a single mother and simply date someone with less baggage. When men hear that a woman is a single mom, he likely thinks that parenting drama is unavoidable. Men would rather not deal with that problem. So why is it then some men avoid dating single, or I'm sorry. So this is why some men avoid dating single moms, right? Ex-boyfriend, ex-husband might be around. He's you know, if the guy's still involved in the kid's life's around, if they had some trauma there, if things were bad, you get sucked into that. That is a bad time. A lot of guys do not, especially younger guys, they don't want the confrontation. They don't want the confrontation. They don't want to get involved in that. And usually there's a guy around. And if they're broken up, maybe either she's problematic or he's problematic. It's a sign that there's probably there's more than likely a problem here starting anyway. He doesn't believe you're available to date. Single moms devote a lot of time to their children. That's what they should do. I agree with that. However, that doesn't mean they don't have time for themselves, especially if it's worth the investment. Think about it this way. If I want to go out on a date and it's a single mom, and I say, hey, let's go out and grab a bite to eat. I can't. I got the kids. Or I have to bring the kids along. Bringing the kids along means that you have to now be involved with the kids. And it also means usually, again, if guys are expected to pay for dates, a lot of times guys are going to now be expected to pay for the kids. You've just like doubled or tripled the cost of the date. On top of that, if she needs a babysitter, you know, they're just not available as often to date. And that's a kind of follow up to that. He wants you available 24/7. Look, I can be sitting here right now, and if I've got a girl and she's really into me, she might text me like, hey, I want to see you tonight. Can you come over? Let me look around. Yeah, I got nothing going on. Same thing. Guy says, hey, you know, kind of let's go grab a bite to eat. I'd like to hang out with you tonight. Sure, let's go for it. When you have kids, you can't do that. And also the kids do come first. So you're going to be on the pecking order with a mom and two kids. And I've said this before, a mom and two kids and a dog. Well, she's going to love herself and the kids, of course. Kids might come first because they are her world. If you've ever looked on any dating app ever, my kids are my world. So they come first. She comes third. Dog comes fourth. Best you're walking in is in fifth place. He can do better. Being a single mom somehow equates to undesirability, like having kids makes you unworthy of ever finding love. According to this guy, anyone who's not a single mom is better. It's likely these men believe every negative single mom stereotype. There's nothing you can do that would change his mind. And really, why would you waste your time? He can do better. He can choose some, you know, women. Why do women want a tall guy? Because there are tall guys out there and they want them. Why do women want athletic men instead of heavier men? Because they can probably get one. That's, you know, if that's where they set their standards. Why do men want to not date single moms? Because there are still single women out there that are not mothers. And more likely, the single ones that are not moms make better decisions, may not always, but make better decisions, may not have as much drama in their lives, they have more free time, etc. That's just, hey, it boils down to, if I'm going to take my time and date, I'm going to go for the best option. Best option, no kids. He doesn't want to raise someone else's child. That much is self-evident. And he doesn't want to risk attachment with the kids. And that's true too. There's a lot of guys out there that I've heard read stories from where it was like we dated and we fell in love and we dated for X amount of time. And then I had to go, and I don't miss her because she was kind of toxic, but I miss the kids and I want the kids to do well. You know, this is something that happens. And interestingly enough, I just read an article about this tonight and I didn't pull it up, but there was an article where a guy was dating a woman. They fell in love. They got married. He adopted the kids. And then when they got divorced, he was now responsible for the child support for the kids. And the other dad was off the hook. I mean, come on, who wants to do that? Who wants to put themselves in this situation? Number seven, he isn't ready for a serious relationship. Yeah, and guess what? When you date somebody, no one should walk into this like, okay, it's you and me, serious relationship. That's it, we're done. Now, you can walk in and say, I'd like monogamy, and I'd like to exclusively date each other, but that doesn't mean you have serious feelings yet. So a lot of guys do want to say, I'd like a girlfriend and I want to be monogamous with her. I don't want her being out with a bunch of people. I don't want to be out with a bunch of people. I'd like it to be one-on-one. But it's not serious. It's just dedicated to each other. The seriousness comes with time. Well, what happens when you start dating a mom with kids? A lot of times she says, hey, I want you to step in as this role, or I want this to be serious. And we're going to talk about that on the dating profiles of the day because I got three of them. And a lot of times it's like, well, I want you to be a role model, or I want you to help me with the kids. That's serious. And guys are not having it. Number eight, he doesn't like kids, or maybe he doesn't want kids. That would be my case. I like kids well enough as long as they're not mine. You know, I could do a big brother or big sister program where you go out and help children and that are less fortunate, and you mentor them and you help them and you go out and play with them and enjoy your time with them. But then you give them back. I don't want to have a kid 24 hours and 7 days. Well, maybe he doesn't like him. Maybe he doesn't want him around in his life. He's a single dad and likes it that way. Yeah, he might have kids too. And he may not want the woman to impose her views on his kid and how he does it. And number 10, he wants his own kids. And this is a big one. Men want their own kids. And there's also a challenge that what happens when she has kids and maybe you guys have a kid together. Is that child, can you treat all children equally? Will your own child seem more important to you than the others? They're all her kids, but will she have love for these other kids more? There's a lot of problems here. All right, let me move on to this. These are what men, so that article was written by a woman. And basically, I instead of reading the paragraphs underneath the sentences there, I just kind of gave you a summary of what she said. Well, here's what, this is on dailymail.uk, says, I refuse to spend money, this is the men's reasons for not doing it. I refuse to spend money on another man's child. Bachelors reveal why they never date single mothers in shocking confessions. Well, they're not really that shocking, let's be honest. I never date a single mom. They're the most expensive professionals, workers of the night, there are. Yeah, I mean, you're getting a little bit of booty, but now you got to take care of her. You got to have to take care of her kids if it gets serious. You got to take care of a household. Like you're going from single guy into maybe taking care of 3, 4, 5 people just for a little bit of bedroom fun. And yeah, the emotions and all that can follow. But I mean, you know, that's a tough row to hoe. I don't date single moms because the ones I've dated have all left me to go try and work things out with their baby daddy. Yeah. He may become sniffing it back around. She says, well, this is best for the kids. And I did have feelings for him at one point. Maybe I'll try things with him again. It'll be best for the family. I won't date a single mom. I need a girlfriend who can hang out whenever and not have to worry about finding a babysitter. Like I said, another one, I will never date a single mom so long as I can help it. If I refuse to look after someone else's kid, that won't respect me. Right. Another, I'm a single dad, but I won't date a single mom because of the awkwardness of trying to be around their kid. And she might say the same thing to a single dad, which is, I get it. I don't like the way he raises his kid. He doesn't like the way I raise my kid. But these are just more things that guys know and they say, I'm not interested. Another one, I'll never date a single mom again. 2 years seeing her little guy almost every day, loving him like my own. And now I lost my place in his life. I'm heartbroken. Now remember, these are what guys are saying. The woman in her article said the exact same things. We're not talking about men being unrealistic here or anything shocking. Everybody knows this, except seemingly a lot of the single moms, especially the younger ones. Another one, I honestly don't mind dating single moms. I slightly prefer it. I just refuse to date them if they don't put their kids first. Okay, that makes sense. I think most of the women would make sense or would put their kids first. Another one, I could never date a single mom unless her kid is a teenager. Right. Do you want to be around for the baby diaper changes and the toddler years? And a lot of guys don't want that. I mean, I'm 48, so a lot of, you know, if I were to date someone around my own age, the kids would probably be grown up and out. So that may, you know, as you get older, maybe that doesn't become as much of a problem. But again, that may also come with baggage and other emotional issues on its own. Another, I refuse to date single moms because the ones I've just dated have all way too much emotional baggage. Like I was just saying, I can barely take care of my own life, let alone someone else's. Someone else says, I feel bad because I won't date single moms. It's not that I don't like kids or think they're a stigma. I'm just not ready to be in a dad type role and I don't want to waste anyone's time. Right. He's actually being kind. I won't date single moms who wants to love a child like their own, only to have them taken away from you forever. If you break up, I don't trust anyone enough to risk that. Same as the other. I don't date single moms. Kudos to the guys who are man enough to take over where another man left off. But I'm not down with all that. I'm not raising someone else's kids. I'm a single dad, but I don't date single moms. I know it's hypocritical, but I get tired of them imposing their parenting views on me and my little girl. Another one, unpopular, I actually care about leaving behind my genetic blueprint and furthering my bloodline. Hence, I don't date single moms. Right, if the kids are going to be mine, if I'm going to procreate and take care of kids, I want them to be mine. Would women say the same? I know a lot of you guys that have posted in my comments of, I'm a single dad and women want nothing to do with me. Well, why should men turn around and then all of a sudden miraculously want single women? It doesn't happen. And what they don't understand, there's a few more on here, I'm not going to read them, but what they don't understand is that, you know, when guys have these options, you're asking a man to step into a very serious role. And guys aren't interested. They know it comes with a lot of responsibility. And many men don't want to step up to that responsibility. But when the reverse is true, you know, you can't have it both ways. You know, if guys, like I said, with some of you guys, say I'm a single dad and they don't want anything to do with me, or they've got kids and the whole family's and trying to line up sitters, and it just doesn't work out. And young men, I mean, even when I was, now I've never really wanted kids, but when I was in my 20s, none of my friends wanted kids. None of my friends wanted to settle down. Now, they wanted long-term girlfriends. You know, we wanted to date just one girl. And of course, there are other times where we were casually having fun. But when a guy wants to settle down in the age of 20, he doesn't want something that's long-term. You know, this is the age where he's still trying to find out who he is and what's he going to do for a job and what's he going to do for a career. How's he going to take care of himself? That's why the young men in their 20s don't want to get married either. Now, maybe they want a long-term girlfriend, like devoted to each other, but doesn't mean they want marriage, kids. That's 20s. It's pretty young for men, especially. All right, let's move on now to the dating profile of the day. All right, the first one, I actually have three today because they're all kind of along the same themes. Number one, it's a photo. She actually had a, her face is cut off, but she had a picture of her kid on here. I had to blur it because she put her kid, that kid out there. She's 22. She likes movies, music, cooking, Netflix, and road trips. I'd like a tall black man to come pick me up like the piece of cake that I am. Cheesecake? Anyway, I'm in college for technical engineering to work for NASA. Good for her. And I legit mean that. Good for her. Hopefully I'm smart enough. I need a strong stepdaddy for my two boys. My kids come before my relationships. I'd like to try for a girl. Now, here is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Now, I number one, good on you for having the kid instead of getting rid of it. Good for you. I'll give massive thumbs up. Number two, good for you going to get your technical engineering job. Get into STEM, go work for NASA. Awesome. Seriously, kudos for that too. But here's the problem where you run into. You're 22 and you want a strong stepdaddy for my two boys, and you're telling, which means he's stepping right into dad role. What 22, 25, 27, 30-year-old wants to walk right in and go, "Hi, I'm your new dad"? No one. It's way too serious off the bat. Number two, she says, my kids come before my relationships. And she says, kids, because she has two. Her, kid, if she got a pet, that's next, you. Best thing you can do, come in, please come in and support us and take care of us. By the way, you'll never do better than fifth place. No way. And she wants to try for a girl, which means now she wants number three. Now you're in sixth place if she's got a pet. Fifth place is best. Because she will always choose her children over a guy. Guys are replaceable. Guys are disposable. Her kids are not to her. Remember that. She's a, this next one, she's 33. She's a bored, talkative weirdo. So she's boring, because she's so boring she bores herself. So you have to be her entertainment. She's talkative, so you have to listen to her prattle on about things you probably don't care about. And she's a weirdo. So the things she talks about are going to be weird. The things she wants to do, probably weird. Looking good, aren't we, fellas? We're three words in and three red flags. But still want to find the twin flame kind of thing. You know the deal. Two crotch goblins that exited through the sunroof. So she has two kids that she doesn't even say are like her babies or her kids. She calls them crotch goblins. Good times. 420 and boozy friendly. So she's got kids that, she refers to as goblins. And she's okay with the substances. A fat, wobbly butt. So she probably doesn't exercise very much.
Was she a great big fat person?
A cushion for pushing. Shall we fix up a van and go road trip? Now, let me pause there for a second. Shall we fix up a van and go road trip? We are going to fix up the van, or am I going to fix up the van so we can go road tripping? Who's going to pay for the van? And who's going to pay for the fixing up? See, when I read that sentence, I'm always thinking like, oh, I got to bring a van and fix it up so we can go on a road trip, right? Maybe she's a mechanic. doubt it. Shall we? She says, if we meet and I get creepy vibes from you, I will probably try to end you before you could get to me. All right, here's the sound effect for that one. That's right. She will end you before you could get to me. Wow. She's 33. Remember this, 33. And she says, oh, and no Tories or Trump folk. You lot can suck an F. Well, I don't know too many liberal arts majors that can fix up a van, but good luck to you. All right, last dating profile. Oh, man. Okay, now, and this is why I say bad times bring along girls that are like, okay, let me be frank with you. I've made a lot of bad decisions, and I need a man. This gal is, what's the best way I could put this?
Was she a great big fat person?
Yeah, I'm single looking for a boyfriend who will help me with my kids that's on the way. Someone who will step up and be a dad. Call me or text me. Age to be 20 through the age of 29. And I don't have her age, but she looks to be a young, hefty, young 20s. She's got a kid on the way, and she wants someone to step up and be a great dad. Call me or text me at this number. Be between the ages of 20 and 29. She says, I'm very ambitious. I have kids, and I want kids. So she's got kids. It sounds like she's got one on the way. She's single, and she wants someone to be dad. Please, this is just a please help me. Like, she's raised the white flag and the red flag. I almost said red flag. She's raised the red and the white flag. She's saying, look, I am a problem, but I'm also surrendering. Please, someone come save me. And there's parts, you know, there are dating profiles or there's situations where I laugh about this stuff. But let's be real. None of this crap is funny. None of this crap is funny. I mean, the dating profiles are funny. But none of this is funny. These are not good times. Because these kids that are being raised today will have problems. They're going to have emotional problems. They're going to have family problems. There's going to be toxicity. And these kids get raised having problems. And then it's a problem that just keeps propagating. It's a problem that just keeps going. It's late enough. My big words aren't good tonight. This is a problem that keeps on going. And things are just going to get worse and worse and worse. I don't like this. If every woman today just said, you know what, no more single moms, let's start bringing back that shaming. Let's shame this. You're single mom, you shouldn't have done that. You're single dad, you shouldn't have done that. Now, I understand there's differences where you got married, you had kids, and the spouse left, or they were harmful, and they had to go away. That's a different deal. We're talking about 50% of women having kids, and they're not married. They're not in a relationship. And then they turn around and they say, hey, I want a relationship with a great guy because I already screwed everything up. Oh, and please help me and bail me out. This is not a good thing. So, gentlemen, make sure that, number one, you be careful when you date these single moms. You're not coming in first and you're a cash grab. That's the way. It may not be the truth, but that's the way I view it. And number two, make sure you don't accidentally become a dad. You follow what I'm saying? Don't make a girl you're dating a mom. Because then the problem just continues. Now you've got another kid raised without a family. Now you've got a mom that may not want to deal with you, deal with a kid, more problems. Be responsible or keep it in your pants. That's all I'm saying. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links below as always. If you have, thank you very much. Best way to support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. I'll leave it there. Oh, join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. I'm opening those forums up to, like, with all the censorship and everything. I used to say just keep it about men's issues. Now, if you want to join over there, you can talk about living alone, about ways to save money, finances, just ways to better society and keep yourselves happy and healthy as a good human being. Because right now, with all the tech censorship coming, people just want a quiet place to talk and not have to worry about being called out on something or everything else. The only thing I ask you don't talk about on my forums is politics, because we've got people from all different politics and all different countries and all different issues. Let's just deal with society as a whole, humankind as a whole. But if you want to talk over on my forums, join me. And then I put a slight paywall so I don't get a bunch of trolls. So, guys, that's it for me. This is Better Bachelor, I'm Joker. Remember, keep yourself safe, keep yourself smart, keep your eyes open. Tough times are coming, and there's going to be people that want to take advantage of what you have to offer.